With information about the coronavirus constantly changing and its impact on Northern Nevada unknown, efforts to provide Spanish speakers in the region with COVID-19 updates are taking a variety of forms. A patchwork of initiatives at the community, city, and county levels is providing some updates, but those efforts aren't reaching everyone. Additionally, some local Spanish speakers don't have access to technology, including phones and computers, to access the information that is being shared. KUNR's Natalie Van Hooser has more.
At the Alma Clinic in Sparks, at least 90% of patients speak Spanish. The clinic's office manager, Brenda Pinon, says the clinic is now doing video consultations instead of in-person visits. But the transition has been difficult for many patients who face both digital and literacy barriers.
Before this, a lot of our patients wouldn't even like to speak on the phone. They wouldn't call any question, even if they had a question about their appointment, they would come in person. Technology and switching them over to video visits has definitely been a challenge.
Prior to COVID-19, the clinic had about 10% of patients not show up for their appointments. Now that consultations are online, 40 to 50% are no-shows. Pinion says this spike is due in part to the fact that some patients don't have a device to join a virtual consultation. For others, the idea is just too foreign of a concept. The clinic is also seeing confusion among patients about what COVID-19 information is true.
There are a lot of rumors going on, and they don't know where to get information.
And Latinos in the area need accurate COVID-19 updates. Based on incomplete data from the Washoe County Health District released on April 23rd, nearly half of positive COVID-19 cases up to that point in time were Latinos. The data only included people who were willing to disclose their race and ethnicity. To help share credible coronavirus information, Pinon and other staff, including the clinic's nurse practitioner, host a bilingual Facebook video series called Caso Abierto, which is a term that refers to an ongoing medical investigation. For the videos, they gather COVID-19 information from sources like Johns Hopkins University and the World Health Organization. They've noticed verbal communication is the most effective way to reach many of their patients, as opposed to sending texts or emails. Along with the Alma Clinic, other community organizations like National Hispanic Services and Tu Casa Latina are offering resources related to immigration, domestic violence, and other social services during the pandemic. In addition to these grassroots efforts, the coronavirus pandemic also prompted the City of Reno's Spanish communications staff to organize Spanish language virtual events, something they hadn't tried before.
Esta es nuestra primera charla virtual que la ciudad de Reno.
Cynthia Sparsa oversaw the city's first ever Facebook Live in Spanish and says COVID-19 has highlighted the need for the city to do more on this front.
There's been a spotlight put on the need, and it's been exhilarating and stressful and very rewarding to be part of the process.
The city also hosted a Spanish language town hall. However, at this point in time, the city does not have specific plans for future virtual events in Spanish. Maria Davis does Hispanic community outreach with the COVID-19 Regional Information Center, which is a joint effort among multiple agencies in Washoe County. She's a certified court interpreter, and her temporary position was specifically created to help inform the Latino community during COVID-19. She recently narrated the COVID-19 testing process step by step in Spanish for a video which was shared online by the Regional Information Center.
Aquí estamos viendo, las personas están equipadas con vestimentas que...
Davis is also providing coronavirus updates for Spanish language radio, TV, and Facebook groups in the area. For people without phones or internet access, she's printed paper copies of information on COVID-19 that are distributed with some food donations.
Sometimes it's hard because they don't have internet, and some might have a phone, but then they don't have any data for the time being, so they have to wait until someone lets them use a phone. We like to think that they are connected to Facebook. Not everyone is able to do that.
Davis is also directing Spanish speakers to COVID19washoe.com. The Regional Information Center's site has a page with some information available in Spanish, primarily the daily press releases and the COVID-19 symptom assessment form from the health district. However, an important part of her role is finding community members from soccer coaches to priests to help her share information about COVID-19 with Spanish speakers, especially those who have limited access to technology.
If I'm going to wait for people to go and find the website, that might never happen. For some of those really hard to reach people that just don't have access to technology or don't know how to access technology. So I'm asking our leaders in the community, the key leaders.
And these key leaders are finding their own ways to get information out to their community members. Reverend Jorge Herrera of Little Flower Church in Reno broadcasts his services in Spanish via Facebook Live and incorporates information about COVID-19 into his sermons. Even with all these initiatives, Brenda Pinon with Alma Clinic says there's still work to be done.
That's something that's missing in the community in Northern Nevada is the Spanish speakers are Latino and Hispanic community. They don't have anywhere really to turn for trustworthy information.
Pinon says the problem has been around long before the pandemic brought this issue to light. Natalie Van Hooser, KUNR News.
This story was produced in partnership with Noticiero Mobile.